Friends, now we will discuss about the major part of our syllabus is the financial decision. There are various types of decisions that is required to be taken by the finance manager. And we are continuously discussing on the various chapters, what are those decisions that financial manager has to take. Now, the financial decision is a crucial decision which has to be taken by the finance manager of the company. Let us start with our discussion on the financial decisions. My presentation flow will consist of the first to discuss about the concept of the financial decision, why the financial decision is more important and what is the concept of it. We will discuss that first. Move further for the basic factors which influences the finance manager to take the decisions, and what are those factors which influences the financial manager to take the decisions. That may be external factors or that may be internal factors. While introducing the financial decision, I would like to state that many companies which are functioning and aggressively working in their areas they are required to many times, they have to acquire the assets, they have to sell the old assets, they have to acquire certain, they have to purchase certain material for the day-to-day use of the day-to-day functioning of the companies. Likewise, for the companies, it may be required to acquire fixed asset or it may require to acquire the moving assets also many times. This decision is solely not lying with the finance manager. This is always lies with the departmental functionaries to whom the job is allotted. Whereas only finance decision is required to be taken, alone finance manager cannot take because it has a severe impact on other departments' functionalities. So, they have to take a concurrence or views from those departments also. In conjunction with the other executives, whatever the decision taken by the finance manager, that will be the final decision in any company. So, in principle, the finance manager is held responsible to handle all such problems which involves the money matters. Actual practice, what happens? Finance manager is not expert in all the areas. So, he has to depend on the decisions or views expressed by his other departments like marketing department, production department, accounting department, and to add accordingly, he has to carry out his responsibilities. For example, if I quote the instance that decision to acquire the capital asset, which is based on the expected net return from its use and on the associated risk connected to it. In this cannot be given a value by the finance manager alone. So, instead, he must call the expertise for those in charge of the production and marketing, because it is directly related to them. So, similarly, decision regarding the allocation of the funds for as between the different type of current assets, it cannot be taken by the finance manager because he has to take opinion from the production manager or any other person who is in charge of that department, and he has to make available funds for them. Now, concept of the financial decision. On what concept the finance manager takes the financial decision? Policy decision in respect of, there are various elements or various issues, various times when the finance manager has to take the decisions either for the investment or for the deployment of funds or borrow the funds as per the company's requirement. So, starting with this policy decision in respect of receivables. Receivable means goods or any services which are sold. So, there will be a receivable of the funds. While selling, they must have provided a longer term for getting the payment, or maybe medium term or short term. If at all company is in need of funds, company has to take a decision to call the funds with immediate basis from those people or from those buyers who has taken it on the long term basis. Maybe giving them the discount, maybe allowing them certain percentage of reduction in the value of the goods. So, like that, these decisions are required. But finance manager alone cannot take it. He has to recommend the impact of the receivables which are receivable on long term basis, and if at all it is to be called on the short term basis, he has to consult many people in this process. The decision relating to the acquisition of the funds for the financing business activities is primarily a financing function. Likewise, finance manager has to take the decision regarding the disposition of the business income without consulting other executives, since various factors which involve the decision affects the ability of the firm to raise the funds. So, the financial decisions are looked upon as a cutting across the functional, even disciplinary boundaries. So, finance manager is bound by certain discipline in the company as per the policy which is formulated and put in place by the company, as well as taking into consideration his limitation to take the decision, calling reports from certain people and then take the decision. It is such that an environment that the finance manager works as a part of total management. Now, we will look into the basic factors which influences the financial decision which are required to be taken by the finance manager. Finance manager has to exercise very great skill, and he is a prudence while taking the financial decision, since it affects the financial health of the company. Then, while taking the decision in the light of external and internal factors, he has to think several times. Now, we shall discuss about those factors which are very important and very important to understand. I have divided these factors into two groups. As I said, one is the external factors and another one is the internal factor. What is this external factors? Always remember, when I say external factors, means which is outside the company's environment, which company cannot control. And internal factors means the certain factors or certain developments which are controlled by the company so as to take the decisions. So, let us start with external factors. External factors more so will be referred as the environmental factors. Environmental factor means not actually the environmental factors, but outside the company's environment. This depends upon the well-drafted policy which is formulated by the company. In that, these factors are required to be incorporated. In external factors, there are various stages or various organization or various issues where the company or finance manager has to take into consideration before taking the decision. First thing is state of economy. Overall, how the country is moving and what the product the company has. whether the decision taken by the government is directly impacting to the company's product. Does it require to reduce its production? Does it require to enhance its production? What are the benefits provided by the government? Whether any incentive for the export is also given, or there are certain restrictions on import of the goods or import of inputs which is required by the company. So, all those decisions are coming under the state of economy. So, basically state of economy is nothing but the how the country is moving in which direction, which is beneficial to the company or not. If it is found that economy is likely to recover from the current state of gloomy state of affairs, the finance manager should not miss the chance of exploring the exploiting the investment opportunities. So, loss of others is a profit of somebody, and the profit of others is a loss to somebody. This is the principle is going to adopt here by the finance manager. Now, sometimes it happens the company, your company is growing very nicely, doing very nice job, and the investor in the company are very much interested to invest in the companies. More investment, more and more savings. So to garner the desired amount of the funds from the market by floating the securities. Now, what kind of securities you can float in the market depending upon the investor's choice to invest in the company, that is also left to the finance manager. It may be because your company is giving good returns, it may be paying a very good rate of interest on the investment by way of the bonds that company has issued, or company may be declaring constantly a very good dividend and it attracts the investors. So, under this situation, whether to go for the debt instrument or whether to go for equity instrument, that decision is left to the management of the company, but it always based on the recommendation of the finance manager. Definitely, dividend policy of the firm should also be attuned to a changing economic condition, because as per the policy, sometimes higher dividend may not be possible for the company to declare, maybe the severe or higher tax which is required to be paid to the government. So, corpus of funds will be less available. So, continuity of the higher dividend which was already made by the company, that may not be possible during particular year. So, it has to reduce the dividend rate declaration. So, this all depends on the how the external factors are impacting on the company's state of affairs. See, that's the reason why it should not pose any financial problem, any point of time, if any decision is taken for reduction in dividend or reduction in the rate of interest to be paid on the bonds or debts in debt instrument. All this is directly impacting to the company, and it is really in relation to the policy or the state of economy of the country. And there is also a strong possibility that the management to adopt the conservative dividend policy during the boom period, so that the firm may get sufficiently a large amount of resources to finance the growth or requirement. Now, another factor in the external factors is the structure of the capital market and money market. How the capital market and money market is functioning, that is also one of the factors that it has to consider by the finance manager. Capital and money market is well developed in the organized and multitude of the financial institutions supplying long term as well as the short term financial assistance, and the investors are venturesome, evincing the keen interest on the security dealing in the stock market. Or business entrepreneur will not have any encounter much problem in procuring even a substantially large amount of the capital. So, various alternate sources are available, and the business have a freedom to decide about the optimum financial mix, so that the cost of the capital is getting reduced. The firm's ability to adjust the sources of the funds in response to the major changes which needs to be increased in this as far as the capital market and money market developments are concerned. Not only does it enable the entrepreneur to use the type of funds that is most readily available at the given period of time, but it also enhances the bargaining power when the dealing with the prospective suppliers of the funds, that is lenders to the companies. In the absence of organized capital market entrepreneurs, it is difficult to procure the large amount of resources from the market. Any company, when it is in need of funds, they have only two options, either to borrow funds or issue the instruments. Borrow funds means either it may be from the local commercial market or from abroad under external commercial borrowing. In the borrowed funds, there is also possibility to issue the debt instruments. And second option is to issue the equity. Unless and until there is a good chance for the investment, for the investors to get the return, they will definitely not select your company for the investment to acquire the shares of your company or to invest in your company and in the debt instruments. So the another option is closely held circles, they can borrow from them. In such a state of affair, policy of internal financing is pursued so that it enables firms to draw upon its resources in the time of need of the funds. So overall, as far as the capital and money market is concerned, it depends upon all the external factors. How the capital market is moving up, down, all these things will definitely impact the company to source. When to come out with the IPO or when to come out with the, shares which are issued, not bonus share I am referring to, but preference shares or maybe right shares issuance. When to come out with these things, that is depending upon the company's requirement of the funds. And at the same time, to attract the investors, the capital market also should be in the good state of affairs so that those who are likely to invest in the company, they are also encouraged to invest in the company. Otherwise, there may not be a good source of investment that company may get. Another one is a state of regulations. Regulation in respect of the company's affair, which are directly issued by the company law board or maybe government directly or department of the government also directly, that also may impact the company's functions, and it has a severe impact on the financial manager's decision making ability or decision making function. Finance manager must take the investment decision within the legal framework provided by the state or the country. In a socialist country like India, entrepreneurs are not free to take up any venture as they like. What happens? In India, the Industrial Policy Resolution in 1956 spells out clearly that industrial fields in which the government will enter and those where the private sector will enter have freedom to operate. So the policy is there, which one is the private sector, which one is the public sector entrepreneurs. Through the industrial licensing system, government seeks to ensure that the private sector business entrepreneurs do not intrude into the prohibited area. For example, research and development field in respect of the defense sector or banking sector or maybe insurance sector, these are some of the sectors where private sectors are little bit prohibited to enter into that area because of the secrecy, because of the state of affairs or state of regulations which are made by the government. Government always thinks that the sensitivity of the investment or sensitivity of anything relating to the particular sector, say defense sector, it should be totally controlled by the government. Any private sector comes into and poking into the areas of the defense, there will be likely to be leakage of information, which is not good state of affair for any country. So under the circumstances, government makes the regulation that private sector should not enter into the areas of the defense. This is one of the example I am quoting. So like that, there may be several other decisions which are getting restricted so as to enter the private sector into certain sectors. Under such circumstances, the finance manager has to consider the viability of only those projects which are permissible by the government. So think before that when you are diversifying your activities to enter into any other areas. As per the SEBI guidelines, whenever a new company is set up, the entrepreneur without a track record is permitted to issue a capital to the public only at par. That means face value of the shares which are to be issued should not exceed rupees, say 10 or 100, whatever it may be prescribed. But the face value, beyond face value, they cannot offer their investment or offer their instruments to the public. Other companies have freedom to pricing their public issues provided certain conditions are fulfilled as stipulated by Securities and Exchange Board of India. Next aspect is a taxation policy. The tax regime. In the country, there are several taxes are getting levied. And considering those taxes, the price of the product is getting finalized by the finance manager or company. Now, there are various taxes like service tax, education tax or Kisan tax, Kisan Vikas, or otherwise Swachh Bharat tax. These are like so many other taxes are also given. But taking this into consideration, there are several taxes, then people, public, they do not know, or company also many times doesn't know how many times to the consumer I can levy the taxes. So under the circumstances, the policy which is adopted by the government many times impact to the company. But wherever the company want to boost certain sectors, government may also give the subsidy to those companies. And for the 3 years or 5 years or 10 years, government is not levying any taxes. For example, units which are functioning under 100% export oriented zone, or units which are functioning under SEZ, they have the tax holidays, maybe up to maximum up to 10 years. But the same unit, if it is working in the domestic tariff area, there are higher taxes are levied. So it depends on what is the taxation policy, where your unit is functioning, and accordingly you have to manage your production, you have to manage your financing. Requirement of the investors. Requirement of the investors. While taking the financial decision, the finance manager should also give a due consideration to the requirement of the potential investor. Now, what the investor is expect? Investor has only one choice, and that is the profit. Whatever investment he is making, he has to get a return of his funds which he has invested in the company. That is what intention of all the investor is. There may be different type of investors with varying degree of safety, liquidity and profitability. Those aspects will also be considered by the investor much before the investing in the company. So investors who are conservative or liquidity conscious would like to hold such a security for a longer period, or maybe assuring them a certain return and return of the principal amount after the stipulated period of time. There may be, on other hand, the investor who are not as a liquidity conscious, venturesome, and who gave a greater preference for the profitability only. Some want security for his investment, some wants only profitability, I must get a proper return and higher return, and some have got the liquidity. Liquidity means the manner in which I require, I can liquidate my investment, that flexibility. So, depending upon these kind of investor's choice, investor may invest in your company. So, such a type of investor would also prefer to invest in the savings in their equities. So, the management seeking to raise the substantially large amount of the capital for this undertaking has to issue a different type of different instrument, different securities, so as to cater as to large number of investors as may be possible. Then lending policy of the financial institution. Company is in the need of funds and the company is looking for borrow from some companies. So, lender, those from whom the company is expecting, their policy is also impacting the financial position of the company. If the lender, he charges the higher rate of interest, then perhaps there will be more outflow by way of interest, and that should be, and that will be a completely cash flow will be reduced to that extent. The lending policy of the financial institution may also influence the investment decision of the firm. If a financial institutions follow the policy of the concessional financing to the priority projects and decide to grant a loan to non-priority projects on very strict terms and the terms and conditions, and naturally the finance manager while taking the investment decision would provide a greater weightage to the former group of the project in relation to the latter one, that is public sector and private sector. While taking the decision, while deciding about the source of funds, they have to be tapped for raising the capital. Lending policy of the financial institution should also carefully examine. Any company or any lender, if he is offering good amount of funds, but if he is charging higher amount of rate of interest and lower period of the liquidity, or that is return, that means a short period, then in that case perhaps finance manager has to take into consideration the cash flow of the company so that it can take a decision whether to avail the funds or whether to borrow from that lender or not, or he or any other lender he can tap, so that the flexible terms can be offered by these lenders, that also he is required to be looked into. So, this is one of the important functions of the finance manager. Sometimes financial institution grant the financial assistance on such a terms and conditions that it may not be acceptable to the management of the company. The finance manager must therefore make a suitable adjustment in the financing mix of the firm in such a way so as to conform to the desired pattern to the management. And the finance manager will have therefore to examine the expediency in getting the loans from the institutions under the aforestated conditions, and which will be definitely beneficial to the company if at all they borrow it from that lender.